Yo, this is the Fat King Madzal saying, you're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Ha!
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for...
Thank you. Yes, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. All thy work shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. That's what we're talking about, beloved, right here on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and we are here to share good news that there's a bright side somewhere. Right here with me on WGXC is our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin. And how are you doing this beautiful third Sunday of Advent morning?
I am doing well and happy Christmas season. And let us not forget the reason for the season, Brightsiders.
Amen, amen. Did I send you that text this morning? Because I have decided that that's the way I'm going to pronounce it, because that's the accurate pronunciation.
I know, but I did not see that text, but I guess we're on the same wavelength.
Well, you didn't see it because I didn't send it. But yes, we're on the same wavelength.
Okay. You sent it psychically.
Happy Christmas. Absolutely. Hallelujah. We're going to be talking about that a little later. But listen, beloved, you know what we do? We got the music for you. Yes, we do. Music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Right here, where there's a bright side. That was Holy, 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 Mr. Kurt Carr and the Kurt Carr Singers. And coming up, we have Joy to the World by Miss Whitney Houston. I have a movie coming out about her life later on this month for Christmas. Yes, Joy to the World. We've got I've Got Joy by CeCe Winans. She grew up with Whitney Houston. They grew up together. I remember when they were trying to get people to go watch the Boston Celtics play, and they would have concerts at the halftime, mini concerts. And I saw Whitney Houston and CeCe and B.B. Winans were, you know, way back in the day. But they're cousins, or they grew up together, something like that. Well, anyway, we've got I've Got Joy by Miss CeCe Winans. Jesus is the reason for the season, beloved. And that's with Kirk Franklin Project. I can hardly wait till Christmas with the OJs. Ring Christmas bells. When Christmas comes, Miss Mariah Carey and John Legend. And Mary, did you know, Miss Mary J. Blige. We've got seven songs back to back. Yes, we do. Back to back music for you with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Take it away, Mr. Randall.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Oh, Keep on. thoughts going through our minds. Seems like everyone is filled with love and cheer. They find a way, a reason to be kind. It is why we love this time of the year.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Catskill, Akron, Hudson, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, here with the music for the season, Christmas, Christmas. Yes, Christmas season. And we hear the bells.
News to Christmas come.
Oh, oh,
oh, oh,
baby. Oh, baby. So many souls hurt. So many don't have enough. When Christmas comes. When Christmas comes.
Christmas time. Yes, beloved, that's what we're here to talk about. We want to share about Christmas. Wow. So I learned something new this week. I love it when I learn something new in a day. And I learned something one day from the young people that I work with, Perfect 10. They were telling me about the elf on the shelf. This elf on the shelf rage where parents are buying these elves and placing them around their homes and in rooms. The young people were saying one thing and an adult that mentioned it, they were saying something different. So there's a little bit of confusion behind the elf on the shelf. And there's more than a little bit as far as I'm concerned where confusion is. The Word of God tells us, God is not the author of confusion, okay? And I think people are becoming confused about what Christmas is about. Yes, people are going and spending money, and you know, you got to give it to the Madison Avenue people. They can, you know, advertise these things and promote these things and convince people to buy these things, spend money that they really can't afford to spend on stuff they really don't need. Like this elf on the shelf, to bring joy to their families, to bring joy to the children. They told me about the magicalness of the elf on the shelf. And in one instance, the young people were saying that if you mess with the elf on the shelf, it's supposed to bring something bad to you. Come on here now. Amen. But you know what? If the Christmas story isn't awe-striking enough, magical enough, joyful enough, I don't know what is. I don't think we have to add to it. I think we need to look into it. I think we need to get into it to bring back the joy and the majesty of this season. Oh, my beloveds. My commentary for today is for those who experience pre-Christmas blues, post-Christmas blues, or those who are just caught up in the season of Christmas. Yes. The word of God in Luke chapter 2 and verse 10, you know, it tells us on the night when Jesus the Christ was born, that in that same country, there were some shepherds, right, doing their work. Now, remember, beloved, shepherds were like, you know, the unskilled laborers of their time. If you couldn't get a job doing much, you could probably get a job as a shepherd. Nobody really wanted the job too much. You had to watch out for wolves and fight off wolves. You had to deal with sheep that could sometimes be smelly and dirty. You had to feed them. You had to get them to green pastures where they could find food to graze on, the grass to graze on. You had to, you know, keep them into a group, keep them in line so that you could move together. And when one went astray, you know, then you had the risk of all of those following and going astray too. So it was a hard and unappreciated job. But somebody had to do it. And according to Luke chapter 10, it appears that they didn't even get a whole lot of sleep. I guess they had some that kept watching, others who slept, and then they alternated. But these shepherds were chit-chatting at night, and an angel appeared to them, beloved. And there are those people like myself who can attest that angels are real. Yes, they are. And the word of God says that an angel appeared to the shepherds, and the shepherds got afraid. And the angel replied, "Don't be afraid. I'm bringing you good news." The Bible tells us in King James Version, good tidings, which translates into good news. So when we talk about the gospel, when we talk about the good news message of Jesus Christ, and that's what Christmas is about. It's about this good news message. This message that the angel told the shepherds is a message of great joy for all people, beloved. Hallelujah. So yes, we have a lot of music during Christmas time that talks about the joy. And somehow the joy of Christmas has been lost for so many people. People are worried about, you know, will they have money to buy those expensive and luxurious gifts, or have, you know, extravagant celebrations and feasts for Christmas time. But the Bible lets us know that the purpose of Christ coming into the world was not for us to go into debt and buying gifts that we can't afford, hallelujah, or decor that, you know, we can't really afford, or doing anything we can't really afford, but that a gift was given to us, the gift of the Son of God. It is the season where we celebrate the celebration of the incarnation, where God took on human flesh, beloved. Joy to the world. The story of Christmas is one of celebration, salvation, and redemption, that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into the world to redeem us and to restore our relationship with God. I was reading in a devotional this morning, a brother in Connecticut named Aaron Caruso. I want to give credit where it's due. And he wrote about going to New York City during the Christmas season to see the spectacular 70-foot-tall Christmas tree in Rockefeller Center. I know there are some of you out there who have seen it. Some of you have it on your bucket list. He shared his experience of hearing the joyous sounds of families and friends, then enjoying the festive days together, even strangers, joyfully waving and sipping on their hot cocoa or their hot coffee. Brother Caruso wrote that Christmas is a wonderful time of the year, one that he enjoys every year. But he said if he didn't know the true meaning of Christmas, his joy would be as temporary as the tree at Rockefeller Center, as temporary as the special greetings of the season that fade away on December 26th. But he says, praise God, the tidings, the great joy given that first Christmas remains always. He says, my happiness during the holiday season is fleeting, but my joy in Jesus is eternal. Yes, beloved, that's what Christmas is about. The joy that God gave us in Jesus is eternal. It's a joy that the world didn't give and the world can't take it away. It is a joy that God gave us that is for all people. You know, the word Mass in Christmas means a big gathering of people in the original Greek language. So Christmas or Christmas, Christmas means the Christ gathering, beloved. Yes. Some researchers say that in the early days when Christians were being persecuted, they used the letter X to identify their membership in the church secretly. And so they conclude that using Xmas is the same thing as Christmas. But then there are others like the New York Times and the Times Manual of Style and Usage, the BBC and others who say that Xmas is deprecating and should never be used in greeting cards. Christmas is a time to celebrate the Christian faith. It's time to be charitable. It's time to visit family and friends. Yes, it's time to exchange gifts. But most importantly, when you are saying Merry Christmas and wishing Merry Christmas, you are agreeing that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the reason for the season. I don't care how many L's on the shelves you put out there, how many men in red suits and white beards you have standing on the corners. We need to know and let the world know that we know that Jesus is the reason for the season. Merry Christmas, beloveds. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. That's my spiritual social commentary for this snowy day here in Columbia County, New York. And we got more music. Yes, we do. For the heart, the mind, and the soul. Mary, did you know? That's what Mary J. Blige wants us to ask. Mary, did you know your baby born was going to save the world? We have the Christmas worship medley with Brother Israel and New Breed. And after that, I'll be back with a couple of closing thoughts as we continue to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ the King. Take it away, Brother Martin.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know when you kiss, you live?
that your baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know?
You are forever, Lord.
Every day it is the same. Well, beloved, our time here is just drawing to a close, but everybody knows, God willing, we'll be back next Sunday with more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Hope you have a wonderful week and that you will stay warm and stay safe. Be careful out there. It's rain and snow here in the Columbia County area and other parts of our state. So we want you to be safe. We'll be praying for you and ask you to pray for us too. On Sunday, December 18th, Overcomer Ministries will be having our Angels Are Among Us Working Christmas Gift Outreach. If you want to come by and bless somebody with a gift for a teen or a tot, you can meet us up at the Greenport Community Center, 11 a.m. on next Sunday to 11 to 2. We'll be there, and that's what we do. We give more gifts to the community because God gave the greatest gift to us all. Hope you have a beautiful week. If you're celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you too. Until we speak again, remember, no matter how great a day, how dark the clouds may be, the sun is still there. The light is still shining. There's a bright side somewhere. God bless you. God loves you. I love you too.
Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Honor and power to the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. The Lord our God is omnipotent.